Blog Talk Radio.
I got my head on the swivel, fingers time my open my mind while I let these niggas in completely. Make sure that they can't delete me. I'm about to rewrite your whole fucking mainframe. Sick of the same, lame old same thing. I got some bubonic, you might wanna mix with some whips. I got a vendetta with showing niggas that I'm way better, feeling way worthless. The lost track, shit, my good music. Only good for a hook, huh? Let me show you flows. Intuitive with it comes from the many things I know. Cold, most winners, I would dream of being a winner. Feeling like less than shit to the daughter's pain. I promise to all oppose my knowledge, my reign. The fucking essence of pain, fuck rain. Standing in the monsoon, of cool. Time will tell. This is what it is when you walk out of hell.
But you know I'm cold, yeah. I'm one cold-blooded nigga. Oh, so cold. Nigga, know I'm cold, yeah. One cold-blooded nigga.
I love how I can make so many people feeling easy. Walk right past, I know you hoes see me. Can't deny the shine of a Jedi. World class, almighty supercutter to golly. Burping divas and smoking diva, those my hobbies. I love sitting on these niggas, that is my babe. Can't fuck with an unstoppable force. Then live with no regrets and of course no remorse. 1, 2, 1, 2, assholes, now please listen close. I live for the day to watch all you pussies roast. Woosah, so I don't slit nobody's throat. Oh, it ain't my fault, homie thought he had the juice. Bash a nigga face in, watch the blood leak from my ear where it's all up, tell a nigga to speak. Standing in a monsoon of cool, calm as my armor. Was only scared of my father beyond that. I'm
cold. Bitch, you know I'm cold, yeah. I'm one cold-blooded nigga. Oh, so cold. Nigga, know I'm cold, yeah. One cold-blooded nigga. No, I'm cold, yeah. I'm one cold-blooded nigga. Oh, so cold. Nigga, no, I'm cold, yeah. One cold-blooded nigga.
Welcome to Occupy Underground Radio. We are back again live after not being here last week. And I'm not sure what that makes. I think we're episode 20. I think this might be episode 20.
I think it is episode 20. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. How's it going, Corey James?
Pretty good. Can I get $10 on Pump 2? Yeah, that's right. I'm getting guests on the radio show.
Yeah. Give him $10 on. Give him $15 on Pump 2 just because he's on the radio. You should get like a little extra for being.
I know, right? Give a donation. Yeah. You're on a radio show right now. I'm doing business at Mobile.
Mobile. That's right. Everybody knows now. That's like a free shout-out right there for Mobile. Right. Here we are.
Because when Corey Taylor goes gas, he goes mobile. That's it.
Mobile. When I go get gas, I get mobile. What are you up to, Corey? What have you been doing this week?
Oh, man. Working. I just got a new job, so that's good. And,
nice. Doing what?
I'm going to be a lawn care guy for a minute. It's
fuck
something
yeah.
Like, it's one of those jobs, I get out there, I get to do nice stuff. I had a really good job, but the fact is I have to drive like 70 miles all the way down to Detroit, and it's just too hard to do, you know what I mean?
Right.
Good old Billy Blazer just isn't hanging.
I got a landscaping job for a while, and it was a lot of fun, except for that it was like a family-owned thing, so it was this guy and his two sons and then me. So I got all the crap jobs, you know? Like, there's big cement wall that needs to be broken up. Go take this sledgehammer and hit it all day long. You know?
Yeah.
Right. We need to plant some trees right here. Dig holes.
Yeah, I got this shit. No problem.
That's right.
Thanks,
fucking
Paul.
Hate.
No,
I was so exhausted.
It's a bigger company, actually. And Like, I always think it's better than the car wash.
Yeah, totally. Better than the car wash. All right, so we don't have Mary Stockton tonight because Band With No Name and G.R. Swartzen Band are playing together up at someplace in Durango, Colorado. And so Mary's on stage right now. They should be playing from like 10 till 1. Or maybe G.R. Swartzen's playing for like an hour or something. I don't know. But anyway, we're not going to have Mary Stockton tonight. She'll be back next week. And in honor of not having Mary Stockton, I have now, okay, Band With No Name is about to record their first album, but they've already been recording their first EP, I guess, or demo album, and so I've got some brand spanking new B&N tracks with the whole band. They're not going to be the same versions that you'll find on their upcoming album when it comes out. But this demo, you can listen to all the songs I'm going to play from them tonight on Reverb Nation, and there will be an actual physical demo CD coming out, I believe. We believe that's the plan at the moment, before, you know, they actually get into the studio and record their new album, because that takes a while.
I don't know if
you can
say this, but is Cocaine Lil going to be on there? Because that's one of my favorite songs by them.
You know, I would imagine it'll be on their demo. I think the last I heard their plan, they've got like they've got a bunch of songs now, but they have like a playlist that they play when they go out on tour, and Cocaine Lil is one of those songs. And I think that for the demo, what Nick was saying at one point was it was going to be their playlist. So we'll see. Maybe that's the album. I don't know, but it'll definitely be on one of them. It's not one of the songs that I have. I mean, we've had the old version for a long time, but everything sounds so much cooler with the actual band. I mean, honestly,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's not really what it is
without
it.
Yeah, it doesn't have that energy. That's why, you know, bands, that's why people love bands. Like, you feel
right.
There's so much more emotion. There's so much more going on because there's so much more life than a bunch of electronics, you know what I mean?
Right, for sure. And I think this
will
be great when people get to hear them. Hell, Skynet, right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think when people, I think this will open up new doors for Band With No Name because they have been kind of stereotyped because, you know, Nick Fury and Epic Beast has been both longtime MCs
and
now they're
hip-hop
world.
It's the same everywhere, you know what I mean? Like these bars, they don't want to hire a hip-hop band because a lot of them, they think, oh, you're rappers, you bring trouble and
yeah,
guns. And like,
exactly.
No, motherfucker, we bring peace
so
and love and some fucking Buddha smoke, you know what I mean?
Like, now they've got a chance to let people hear what they sound like and say, oh, this is the type of band we would like to have in our establishment. Hey, so in honor of that, should we play some music, starting off with one of the new B&N tracks?
I think we should definitely play a little B&N track.
Okay. I want to play Crossfire, and we've played it before, but it was the one without the band. But I'll save that for the next one. I'm gonna play this one first. Okay, let's start off with a brand new Band With No Name. Here we go.
Are we all set to go? You cannot die, Highlander. Unless, of course, your head comes away from your shoulders.
Life, gavillions in death. It's all that was certain as the curtain finally closed, and the planet we once knew again began to shine. show that it could either overheat or possibly it froze. And the damage from the industry, the factories arose.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Just time to cowboy, to ride with me. Jack McGee from the National Register.
Excuse me. I was hoping I'd be able to get an interview with you.
No, thank you.
Oh, come on, Doctor. This research that you're doing gets people right where they live. Everybody would like to know how to tap into their hidden strengths. Surely you can tell me something about that.
No, sure.
Man is telekinetic grapplers underneath the underground. Poetic grappler. Disenchanted with the advancement of our left hip hop stature. Not here to conquer, we're here to recapture. Mansions, telekinetic grapplers underneath the underground. Poetic rappers. Disenchanted with the advancement of our left hip hop stature. Not here to conquer, we're here to recapture. Our ability defeated heroically. With super mutated mantis poetry. They fumble through their words. We pummel them reverse. They crumble to the curb. Serve. I deserve a tip for that. You're sipping that juice that suits your fancy. My sonic emanations are like that X-Man Banshee. Bust you at the right or wrong time. Spider climb a strong rhyme up your spine. Connect the lines back your mind. Wet your entire intellect. My introspect similar to Professor X. That's the record checks. The perimeter like Cerebro. Detecting all intruders on the D-Low. So we know who's trusting and who's not. People ramming robots. Verbal karate chops till their party stops. I punish in a bunch like Frank Castle. Rapper with the grip of gladiator from Shayar. By far, one of the strongest in the universe.
Mantis, telekinetic grapplers underneath the underground. Poetic rappers.
Disenchanted with the advancement of our land hip hop stature. Not here to conquer, we're here to recapture.
Mantis, telekinetic grapplers underneath the underground. Poetic rappers.
Disenchanted with the advancement of our land hip hop stature. Not here to conquer, we're here to recapture.
Enough of this chit chat. Say
contaminated spirits that we sweep off the streets. Japanimated lyrics leap over the beat. Stupid human beats render the pretenders obsolete. When we drop the even leaps in case they try to bite the speed of life but can't quite digest the particles and waves we express. I guess a little too in depth. When rap badass step into my toe line, I throw rhymes in a circle. The earth will crumble and crash. As crash crumble is the grass, fuming gas from their engine. The last of their contingent erupts. What's up? Mantis planted, plastic explosive. Practice devotion, emotional content, a transcend. My use is my soul, it confuses the trolls. All they want is tolls for the booth. You're busy shooting heavy plasma over the roof. A symbiotic mantis suit, that's living proof.
Mantis, 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 telekinetic grapplers underneath the underground. Poetic rappers.
Disenchanted with the advancement of our land hip hop stature. Not here to conquer, we're here to recapture.
Mantis, telekinetic grapplers underneath the underground. Poetic rappers.
Disenchanted with the advancement of our land hip hop stature. Not here to conquer, we're here to recapture.
That was Mantis Fist out of Albuquerque. I still only have like two songs I can play by them, but I really like that one, so it's okay.
Yeah, I like the Bruce Banner intro. It's really cool. I've noticed that a lot of hip-hop people, they really have, like, a comic book infatuation. It's kind of cool. It's like, oh, I'm not just a nerd. There's other nerds with me, whatever.
Right. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's just,
so we played
a little...
What do you think of the BNN track?
Well, we did play the BNN track.
Oh, crap, I don't remember the name of it. Let's go back. It was, the day will come, right? And they do, doesn't that sound thick with Greg playing the guitar over that? And then, like, there's a whole solo in the middle. I mean, that was really big, dude, that was sick. And I know it's a demo, and it's not like it doesn't go through all the post-processing to make it sound as crisp and clear as an album will, but seriously, dude, that sounds awesome. And then, like, and Mary singing, too. I mean, it's such a huge addition, I thought.
Well, yeah, I really like it. I was just going to say in the Crossfire with the guitar on there, it definitely had a better feel than the original Crossfire. And that's what we
right.
were saying earlier, you know what I mean? Like, having a band behind them gives so much more power. It sounds like
it's
more of an epic piece, and it's different, you know what I mean? Not a lot of hip-hop artists are playing to live bands.
For sure. For sure.
So,
okay.
Cool. I mean, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. We're good.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, big ups to Nick Fury. He's taught me a lot. And through here, I like to freestyle with my bands. And everyone's like, oh, you freestyle, but you want me to play music at the same time? They don't get the concept. They're like, all right, let's try it. You know what I mean? So it's big ups to Nick, really, for starting that. That's kind of just a really neat idea.
You know, and another big ups to Nick for filling in last week. That was pretty cool. I was on my way out to Oakland, and Nick and Mary got in there, and they played a couple Rips and Raps episode, and they talked to people, and they actually and they got a pretty good listening too. When I was looking in the archives, that was pretty nice of them to do that for me.
I know. I'm really excited about that. You know, I mean, that's really cool, and they're our big brother, big sister, tiny sister, Joe. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's really interesting. We actually kind of got our start on that. You know what I mean? That and calling into just some radio show. So for you listening out there, you never know. You can call in and have your own radio show.
Yeah, just call in. Call in right now if you're listening, because
right.
we're curious. Because we've got these little things that we can look at after the show, and it tells us all these little cool statistics, and one of them is how many people are listening, and I don't ever know how accurate that is, and I'm curious. So if you're listening, just call, because it always says that people are listening, and then I say that, and nobody calls. So you get, what, you don't have phones, you have a computer. You must have a computer if you're listening, I think.
I think
so. I don't know.
But, yeah, call in. Have fun. Benjamin, he's a very lovely man. Very intelligent, very handsome. Listen to his voice.
I am. I'm handsome.
I'm handsome.
I'm a tall glass of milk.
Speaking of mother, I'm a tall glass of chocolate milk, baby.
Okay, so last week we were here. I went to Oakland and I went to Redwood City, and we stayed out there with a friend of ours. Some of you may know Aurora Kill Poet from Kill Poet Press, and she's famous. Everybody knows her. We went out there and we did the. What was it? We were up there for the Beast Literary Crawl. And this is kind of cool. Think of it like a pub crawl. There's, like, I think 13 events set up throughout the day, and there's a different organizer for each event. And Phil Poet was one of the organizers for the event. So we were out there, and we went to her event, and Frankie Metro read at her event, sort of Lindsay Thomas and a bunch of other cool people. And I know the plan had been to try to go to all of the events that day, but it was just really work out.
Yeah.
So we really ended up only going to the Kill Poet event.
But I did still get to see a lot of people. Lynn Alexander was out there, and Paul Foreman Roberts. Now, he's the guy that you want to get a hold of if you're interested in the Beast Crawl or in getting involved in HIT, because I think he's like the king of the Beast Crawl. Well, I might be making that up. Somebody might have made that up, and I overheard it. We don't know, but anyway,
no,
he's involved.
No, you found him king. That's good enough, dude.
That's right. Yeah, I declared it.
Now.
That makes it true. Paul Foreman Roberts,
yeah.
King of the Beast,
yeah,
Crawl. Get hold of
it's
him.
It's on the internet now.
That's right. I saw, and both of them have been on the show. That's part of why I bring them up. But I saw, I ran into Zarina Zarinsky out there, too. She's been on our show before. All great, great writers. I ran into to John Swain, and he's a really cool guy. That I like, and Steve Goldberg, and I'd like to get both of them on the show too. Maybe we'll make that happen. There's too many cool people out there to list, so I'm not even gonna to bother trying.
Yeah.
But I had fun, and we hung out in California at Kill Poets Place, barbecuing, and I did take pictures. In fact, I posted them up there. They're in an album called. Oakland Beast Crawl 2013, I think. I got some pretty nice ones, too. Yeah.
Cool. Post them on Occupy Underground Radio or Radio Active and stuff there.
See,
That'd
why do
cool.
I not? I'm, like, so lazy. And Mary's been a lot better since I don't know, man. I don't even think about that stuff. I should be posting all of these pictures from, like, the BNN fundraiser, car wash, everything. I need to, okay. Here's soon. I'm going to go update the Occupy Underground Facebook site with a bunch of cool stuff that I've been doing and posting on my personal page.
Yeah, and I've gotten away from that. We're still starting and still getting there. But I've gotten away from that. But what I'll do is I'll share them on my personal Facebook, and that way I don't bombard my friends with all these pictures. You know what I mean?
Right.
So then they can always go see them. They can check them out there, and that also directs them straight to the Occupy Underground, so they get it gets a view and it also gets a like. And speaking of, Occupy Underground Michigan has a lot of things in the mix. We're finishing up tomorrow with Joey Koff's video, my first personal video, and then
nice.
The next thing that we're gonna do is I have the finals for Sherman's of the Battle of the Bands. I'm mastering them right now. Pictures
nice.
From Hazel Place for Joey Koff's performance. And I also have pictures from the King of the City battle in Flint, Michigan of a bunch of rap bands. So pretty busy. And then that's just going out to Occupy Underground Michigan. And if you're listening, check out our Facebook, Occupy Underground, Occupy Underground Radio, Occupy Underground Michigan. And we'll be posting those for you to check it out at a later date. But make sure you go in and comment and say what's up. Say you like things. Get involved, you know what I mean? Say this is cool. We're just two, three crazy people who like to go out and share our photos and what we're doing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I don't know. I think if more people, I know it when I want people to start posting things on our pages. And I know that, like, I've set it up, I've told it as much as I can in Facebook that I want to be able to, for everybody to be able to see everything that everybody posts. But for some reason, when you post stuff, it goes into another little funnel that people have to click on there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to be vigilant at if you post stuff on our pages, we will then go in and we will share it on our pages so that way everybody can see what you posted, you know. And you can use our pages to pimp out, you know, stuff that you want, you know, stuff that you see. You go out, tell us what you're doing, you know. Go take pictures of shit. Chorus. That would be great.
Yeah.
We'd love that, you know.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's what I'm trying to do, and I tell all the bands to do it. But, yeah, it does get kind of, you know what I mean, like, all the pages that I go and like, I see all the news feed on Occupy
right.
Underground Michigan.
I was
I was finally able to get, like, Nick Authority on the page, and I know how to give it to you now, too. I need, like, your email address. We'll talk about this at when we're not on the air. But but I need, like, I need the email address that you logged in with, and then I can get you on the Occupy Underground page itself. And then for the Occupy Underground Radio, I can just give you the login and password that I set it up with. And for some reason, I think from – because – or you might be able to make yourself an admin with your with the email address on that one, too, which could be easier. I don't know. Either way, I figured out how to do it so you can get in there and post shit, too.
Yeah, this has been a message from Occupy Underground. We're always growing, goddammit.
We are. And here we are discussing policies and procedures on the air because we know you guys want to listen to it. What do you think? Do you think these people want to hear some more music, or do you think do you think they want to hear me talk about the new Evil Dead movie, which I just watched the other day?
You know what? I think we should keep them in suspense and play a little music.
Okay. Well, then, I'm going to start off. I'm going to do a little more Band With No Name because I'm determined to play all four of these new tracks by them tonight. This one is one that I really enjoy, and it's called Everybody Wants to Be an MC.
Wanted DJ Ain't no question, ain't no conspiracy. was on cloud nine. Didn't learn some shy a level. Couldn't enough to see the light. So bright it stole my eyes.
I want you to go to YouTube and look up Brother Bean Films and watch the video for that, because Alejandro and the guys over at Brother Bean made the video for that song, and it's pretty cool. Rob from Stim Ivory's been on the show before, and Kevin's the bass player. He's in this Big Mistake movie that Mike and Ashley and Sylvia made, and that Nick and me and Epic and Elena and a bunch of people are in. So there's just a big, really fucking cool community here in Albuquerque of awesome people all in different things, and everybody collaborates and works together, and I think it's really cool. You know, it makes this whole town more awesome because of all the awesome people that live here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I really miss Albuquerque. Here, it's kind of like just getting started like that, you know what I mean? So it's kind of cool to be at, like, the forefront of the music, you know, coming back in here, you know what I mean? In Detroit, it's taking off a little bit more, but, you know what I mean? There's always live music here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's really cool.
Always. I mean, just everywhere you go, someone's playing live music, so it's really kind of cool.
Okay, so I'm looking through the Alibi, right? And it tells you all this stuff that's going on every, you know, each day of the weekend. And normally, you know, you look in there to see what bands are playing at different bars. But there's all these different, like, cool things I was noticing, different workshops and shit. And they go on, like, every day. Dude, I had no idea there were so many, like, knitting and stitching clubs in Albuquerque. And these people go and meet, like, on a daily basis and stitch things together. There's cool little workshops and things going on that are, like, $5, $10 each. There's one where it's a duct tape seminar where you go down and you take a roll of duct tape, and every day they teach you how to make something new out of it. Like one day it's a wallet. I don't remember. There's another thing where, and I laughed at this at first, but then, okay, think about it. It's you go down and you read to dogs, okay? Like if you don't have your own, if you don't have your own dog to read to, then they'll provide like a service dog, and you can come down and read to the dog. And this is beneficial because it teaches not just kids. I mean, it's set up, it's really for kids, but I think anybody could benefit from this. It teaches you to get over the fear and anxiety of talking and reading to other people. And if you have any, you know, hopes of doing anything that involves being in front of people at some point, then that's definitely a valuable thing to tackle at a younger age, you know, and that's a good way to do it to help, you know, get you on that path of coming out of that shell, because the dog is sitting there and it has eyes, it's attentive, and it's looking at you. I thought it's you know, it seemed kind of laughable when I read it. I was like reading to dogs, but then I thought about it, you know. Okay, and there's another one. And this is here in Albuquerque, and I thought it was a kick. Okay, it's the, like, biking bad tour, and it says that you bicycle around town in search of your next fix. Now, I'm assuming that this is related to the Breaking Bad show, and maybe they're taking you to different locations, but just the way it's worded in there makes it seem like a group of people got together and was like, hey, you know what, let's all get on bikes and we'll go score dope together, and we'll make it like a weekly adventure.
Hmm.
That's not a bad idea, you know.
Right.
Right. And it can be a tour. We take you around and show you the crackheads' houses, and look, here's prostitutes wandering down the street. You know, here, would you like her autograph? You know. I wonder how they'd respond to that if you have like a prostitute wandering down the street, and we ride up with like a group of people, all like obvious tourists with cameras around their neck. Hi, this is prostitute. Can we get your autograph? You know. What do you think?
I think we can do it.
I think you should do
it. There's a way, there's a way.
There is a way. All right, so, okay, I do want to, have you seen Evil Dead, the new Evil Dead, Corey?
I have not.
All right. I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I want to say one thing about it. This one, I mean, it's all of the Evil Dead movies were awesome, all of them. Evil Dead 1, Evil Dead 2, Army of Darkness, they were like this perfect trilogy. And you can't really add on any more to the end of them. And I honestly think if you had tried to remake them, it would have been an injustice, you know, because it's like they were just perfect the way they were. So, and a lot of times they come back and they remake a movie and yeah, it's newer, it's got better special effects, but you're like, you know what, it just is lacking what the old one had. And what they did with Evil Dead was not a remaking. I mean, they took the story from Evil Dead and aspects of Evil Dead 2 and 3. It's really cool how they incorporated a lot of things from all three of the movies into this one. But they took the story and they made a whole new movie from it that's serious and fucking frightening and scary. I mean, this is not a comedy. This is not a remake of Evil Dead in the sense where they are trying to make another one like that. This is you're not laughing. And they take the things that happened in the other movies and they make them brutal and serious. And it is fucking, it is cool. And I'm going to recommend that everybody go watch that. Watch it with little kids.
Yes, watch it with little kids and give them large amounts of LSD before watching them.
Yeah. If you have nieces and nephews.
Oh, by the way, children, go to bed. It's not for you.
Right. Yeah, unless you have cool aunts and uncles who are giving you LSD and putting Evil Dead in the DVD player for you, then by all means, try to finish our show first.
Because it's always the uncles that corrupt them.
Isn't it creepy Uncle Larry?
Oh.
All right, here, Billy, try some mescaline.
I wanted to share something, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have to start doing this. The cast fact of the day.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, I have a task fact of the day, too, but you share yours.
Well, you share it first, because I got to find it.
Okay, all right. All right, here's my task fact of the day. Last week, when we took our road trip to Oakland, these were the albums that we had to listen to, okay? We had Bonnie Prince Billy, I See a Dark, and actually there was another album because they're short and I burned two of them onto one disc. So, but it had I See a Darkness album and another one. We had Bonnie Prince Billy, we had Tribe Called Quest, Midnight Marauders, fucking awesome album, great shape, great one to take with us. We had like a Parliament. It was like a greatest hits compilation. So we had the P-Funk. We had Beastie Boys, Hot Sauce Mitty Part 2. It's the last album Beastie Boys will ever come out with now that Adam Yaz is dead. All Hanger Hearts, Recipes. This really sucks, I'm telling you. But this album, their last album, was fucking fantastic. So it was another great one to take us. And since then, Cast 1, District 916. Cast 1 totally ranks up there with all of those other fucking albums. And he's even one of the best. Cast 1, Tribe Called Quest, Parliament, Beastie Boys, Bonnie Prince Billy. That was what we had to listen to. I feel like I'm missing one, but I don't think I am. Oh, yeah, Rage Against the Machine. We had Rage Against the Machine, Renegades of Funk. Awesome album. It's all covers of other great stuff that would, you know, that would... Well, with their twist on it. And so that's my task one fact of the day. If you notice, none of those albums are like local underground people. Bonnie Bennett Prince Billy's from Lexington, Kentucky, and he's not, he's got a label, so he's not like an underground artist, but he is a lesser known artist. All those other ones are like big bands you would know. So I understand if you guys are disappointed in me for rocking out to the mainstream Scream Rock on the way out there, but there's your task one fact of the day. He was listened to a lot between here and Oakland, and we got to share task one with people out there.
So nice.
And he was actually playing in Oakland, and I talked to him beforehand. We were gonna try to link up. But you know how it is when you go into another town. Everything is so crazy. And there are so many other, you know, Beast Crawl writer people there that I hadn't seen in forever. And so we did not get to hang out. But Taslin, we love you, and we took your CD with to Eric back. So thank you very much. Now, Corey James, what is your task one fact of the day?
All right. The task one fact of the day comes from Task One himself. Cast One iron his clothes with them still on. This has been Occupy Underground Radio, and that was your Cast One fact of the day.
Fuck yeah.
So we're going to post that up. I got going finally. I'm back in my building, so I'm going to start posting it on Occupy Underground Michigan. Now we are live, trying to get some people
live.
On. Yeah. Live. We're so live right now. They don't even know how live we are right now.
You don't even know how live I am right now.
Yeah. I could tell you how
live I am right now.
So
all right, so I want to tell you about another movie that I watched that I thought was really good. This is an IFC film, and it is called Super.
Right.
Okay? It's got Rainn Wilson in it from The Office, and what's her name? I'm drawing a total mental blank. The girl from Juno. Do you have any idea what her name is?
No, I do not. From what, one more time?
Juno, and she was in the Whip It, the roller derby movie with that Drew Barrymore directed.
I don't know her name.
I do know her name, and I just don't know it right now. But it's got her in it, and him, and Kevin Bacon too. Ellen Page, yes, thank you very much. And it's got Kevin Bacon in it and Liv Tyler.
Oh wow!
It's a really fantastic movie. It's very much the style of kick ass, but without like the Hollywood flair, you know, and I don't know. Kick Ass was an awesome movie. I liked it a lot. In fact, when I got done watching it, I started it over and watched it a second time, right in a row. That's how much I liked Kick Ass. But this one, this one was dark and real and really cool. And I want to recommend people watch it. It's a little brutal, but it's about a guy that decides to stand up and put on a costume and try to make a difference. And he does, and it's a cool difference, you know. You have to watch the whole movie and get to the end, but it shows you that. Yeah, it's called Super, and it's an IFC film. And then I was so, you know, IFC films are putting out so many fucking awesome things right now, and they have been for a while. But if like they don't get the advertisement, the marketing, you should really go. Just go to their website, search for, see what their projects they have, because there's great movies out there, and a lot of them have actors that you'd recognize. You know, don't think that, oh, these are all independent movies with no-name actors and they suck. They're independent movies. Some of them have no-name actors, but they don't suck, you know. Really, check them out. That one was a good one, and all the previews before it it's like I watched every preview, and it's like, okay, I'm going to find that movie and watch it. I'm going to find that one and watch it, find that one and watch it. Yeah, I think we should play a little more music. I think Sam West should be calling in. He was going to call in during the second half of the show, and I don't remember. He wasn't sure where he was going to end up tonight. It might have been down at Hooligans. It could have been over where Cobra Effect is playing, because it would be. I was hanging out with Rob Naki a couple weeks ago, and we keep meaning to get him on the show. He's just he's been hard to coordinate with because he doesn't have Facebook, and that's just how we do everything anymore, it seems like. I've got his phone number, so we will, and his email, and we'll get him on the show maybe tonight. We'll see when Sam calls in. But let's go ahead. Here's another B&N track. This is called Make You Move.
Every time,
we're gonna make you
move.
Your body.
Stephen King writes horror. If I was a Jew, then I'd light on menorah. I got rhymes for ya, excuse me, senora. Are you a horror? Are you a lady? Is it Eric O'Boyer or Marsha Brady? Let me know, hun, the deed'll get done. Just lost some position. I'll take my rod and then I'll go fishing. I'll get your river flowing, I'm always in the knowing. It comes to giving pleasure, I'm every woman's treasure. I came to work your body, so let me do my job. I've never been laid off, my rhyme is still paid off. Cause now I'm making records, now I'm making tapes. Steady busting suckers in bunches like grapes. Making all the pace, scooping up the loop. Putting suckers on the run, pull my gun and then I shoot. I never been a front, I never been a fraud. I got a natural skill, for that I thank the Lord. Cause I feel blessed, I'm casually dressed. I always got my gun, but I never wear a vest. I'm quick on the draw, like the horse named McGraw from the cartoon. Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
Boom, shalak, lock, boom.
The lyric skyscraper hit you like the lyrical murderer. I know you think I have, but yo, I never heard of you. Just because you heard of me, kid. Fuck around with you, you do the lifetime bid. I put you in the dirt and leave you ass for dead. When it comes to tools, these are sharpest in the shed. Cause I'm the 55 Cadillac King. It ain't no thing, my car don't ring. We'll bust you in the grill. I got the skill, you got the chill. Cause I bring doom, I got the boom. Shalak, lock, boom.
Music than that, but I started to come back early. We got a call and I recognize the number. We got Sam West calling in. Let's bring him on.
All right.
What's up?
What's up? Occupy
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's it going?
What's up? I got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. You guys want to play some more music or?
We don't have to.
I'd rather hear you.
I've got a lot more music that we could play. There's another call calling in. Is this somebody with you, Sam?
Not anybody with me. I'm alone.
Okay, let's find out who this is.
10 minutes. Hello.
Other caller. Is that Mary?
It is Mary.
Mary Stockton, you got to join us. I've been playing these beat in tracks.
I am at the summit in Durango, Colorado, and it had rained. We had some awesome rainstorms. We got to play in the creek. Freaking getting
fucking
all splashed
awesome.
And wet. Soaking wet. Oh, yeah, dude. So, anyway, we're on break from our set. We're playing from 10 to 1, so taking
cool.
some breaks. There's some music. There's some people. It's
nice.
Fun. I love Durango. I really would love to live here. I just love the vibe of it.
You know, my folks used to live up there. They had a cabin in Kitchera, which is not far from there. We got Sam West on the line, too, Mayor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, Corey
yeah.
and me.
Corey and Sam? Hey, Sam, what's up, dude? I've been seeing a lot of your new photos that you've been posting. They're freaking awesome. That lightning shot was amazing.
Thank you.
Fuck yeah, it was.
It really was.
I know. I look up to you, Sam. I want to be just like you one day. God damn it. So
you know
good.
What, Corey? You're going to be yourself.
What do you shoot with, by the way, if you don't mind me asking, sir? What do
you
shoot with?
I just kind of throw this out. Oh, go for it.
And an 85mm 1.8.
Oh, nice. So what's your body that you shoot with? Because you shoot Nikon like me.
I'm sorry, what?
What body do you have on it?
The Nikon D600.
Oh, you have the Nikon
nice.
D600. Nice. That's really nice. One day, Sam. One day. Save up
all yeah, Corey. One day. So what
Sam
do you do?
Really
I
cool.
missed out. I'm calling him blind. I have no idea what you guys have been talking about. Fill me in.
All right. Well, we talked about the new Evil Dead movie.
Oh, my gosh. The first time I ever watched it, I had to turn it off because it was too fucking freaky. Literally. The first time I ever watched the old Evil Dead, dude, the B-movie, me and my brother, we had to fucking turn it off. And we were already adults and had kids. And then I watched it again, and I was like, that's fucking stupid. Yeah, dude, with the fucking hand and the fucking book and shit, yeah.
Oh, my God. You have to watch it. You got to watch all three of them there. You got to watch Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness.
I have seen them. Yes, I have seen
okay.
all three of those. Yeah.
And
the new one,
the new one is really cool. And that's what we were talking about because they didn't try to do it, you know, like the old ones. They didn't try to remake it. It's not funny. It's like they took the storyline from the old ones and made it, like, brutal and dark
okay.
and horrible. It's,
okay.
it's awesome. It's really good. All right, so who are you? Yeah, it was. And Sam was really cool, man. Sam hooked me up with a new lens for my trip out to Oakland, which made all my shots look a lot better, and I love them,
yeah,
and I'm really
I have
fucking appreciative.
Yeah, they look good, yeah.
Don't they?
They did. It looks really nice. Dude, that one of Lindsay and Frankie kissing by the dumpster, that was a really nice shot, Ben.
I like that one, and Lindsay told me that could be like a wedding picture because since they got married... I don't remember. She told me. Yeah, I don't remember. I got off the sound. I don't remember the story.
Hey! Hey, Ben. It's
hey.
Nick Fury. Fly from Durango at the summit, mofo.
Nick Fury, how's it going tonight, man?
So far, so good, man. The crowd's starting to come in. We're having a good time. The band is enjoying. There was rain from the sky. It was a great day.
That's awesome. I've been playing a new band with no name tracks all night.
Yeah, thank you. I hope everybody's enjoying them. We appreciate you jamming it. Occupy Underground Radio, my best, my favorite, right there, baby.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. We love you,
Nick.
We appreciate
you. Ben. She's having an orgasm.
Oh, my God, Benjamin, where did you go?
Where did you go, Mary? I'm right here.
I don't know. I was going to flip her in the Matrix.
You, Mary.
It was a blip in the Matrix, and Nicholas took over the phone. Oh, my goodness.
Did you see a black cat walk by twice?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
That means they changed something and get out.
Dude, this town is amazing. Have you ever been to Durango, Colorado? Anyone
yes.
out there? Durango,
yes.
Colorado is beautiful. I love this fucking town. Really, I do. It reminds me of the town I grew up in Arizona, except for it's in the mountains and there's more people. But it's the same style of buildings and, like, lands.
How is that remotely the same, then?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like home. I think it's the architecture, all right? It's the architecture,
this,
okay?
This beautiful place in the mountains in Colorado reminds me of my dusty desert abode in Arizona that I grew up in.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's, so much like it's so much like my town, but... Completely different. I don't know.
So completely different and somehow awesome. Yeah.
You know what would be more awesome? Would be more awesome
yeah.
if Corey and Ben and Sam were here right now partying
that
with
would
us.
Be
would
awesome.
Be fucking more awesome.
Would
that
be
would
awesome.
Be
out there for sure.
I think so. There's a lot of shit to like, as a photographer, like looking at like just the different angles and like, I don't know, there's a lot of interesting art and architecture and just stuff in Durango. It's like, it'd be a fun to do a photo shoot, but my fucking camera on my phone sucks ass.
Yeah. We just take pictures anyway, though.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
So Sam, you had a lot of stuff to talk about, so let's go over it, because you've got a lot of stuff in the works.
Who?
Us? Sam.
Sam.
Sam,
all right,
so we are becoming more in tune to our bandness, and it's amazing. Johnny is an amazing musician, and with him in the mix, like, we have been able to pull up some amazing, like, we're playing this, and it's a jam, and it turns into a song. It's like we're having a lot of aha moments. It's like, it feels good. feels good. I'm getting ready to go into the studio.
Nick left me.
Somebody's trying to rape you?
And then trying to rape me. And then, like, oh. Home. Grandma. Is anyone
trying to
rape me? I'm asking you someone by the Sherman.
Ben.
Charlize, Ben.
Ben, you don't even know this. And he's trying to rape me right now. He's like, yeah, I'm going to rest her up. And he has long hair. And he's like, I'm like, hello, this is my man. Like, I'm telling my man kissed me. And he walked away. He kissed me, and then he walked away. And I'm like, no. There's this guy. He's like an Indian. He wants to scalp me, but he left my hair. And he, like, pulled his hair down. And it's all beautiful herbs in mine, even though I was, like, in the wind and, like, in the rain, and it was all meow, meow. But he had straight black hair. He wants to kill me. And he's older, and he wants to rape me. It's all about rape. Well, it's a rape to these men. It's all about the rape.
Rape.
Meow, meow. Be here, Ben. Be here, good man.
This is having
dude,
so much more fun than
rape, rape, rape.
I love you. Get off the phone. It's so charming.
All right, well, I need to go back in. I love you guys. So that's a little sneak peek of being in. We're going to get into the studio with Central Roots. And that's Mike, and he's amazing. He's the guitarist for Mondo Vibrations, and he has a studio.
Oh, yeah, we know
Central
Mike.
Roots. Yes. They did Synths and Chains, and we're going to go in, and I think this is going to be fucking fun. I'm so excited. And I love you guys. I'm sorry I can't hang out much longer, but I got to go.
I love you too, Mary. We'll talk to you soon.
Go. All right, bye, guys.
All right, bye. Okay, Sam, let's try that again.
All right.
Okay.
Chaos,
yes.
Man. Chaos. But fun stuff for sure. Cool. Well, I had a lot of stuff to get out of the way. I wanted to say that we're having a really big show July 20th. It's going to be called Sin for a Cause.
Nice.
Sin
Where's
for
that
a
at?
Cause. Duke City Darlings is presenting this for the National MS Society. We're going to donate a lot of money, hopefully, if people show up to it.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, so we're putting that together. We got Shotgun Rebellion coming from out of town. We got Dark in the Day, Savage Wisdom. And we got this really crazy, racy, sexy dance group called Love and Hate. And it's run by Kate Cherry, and she's just an awesome person. You can put
Heck
on a
yeah.
great
are
show
they,
for
it. Are those all local bands, or are they coming from out of state? Or?
Dark in the Day and Savage Wisdom are local bands. But they don't play very often. They play once or twice a month. So
that's cool.
You people haven't heard of them yet, but now you have. In the
has
day,
it, how long, has it occurred to you? I mean, sure it has. One thing I've noticed since being out here is that I know a lot of bands, and then there's hundreds more that I new ones that I hear about every day. There's so many bands in Albuquerque. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
and there's a bit that people have heard of, they should hear of.
Precisely. And it's like, nobody knows about Albuquerque. You make a left turn when you get there. That's about what most people know about it. And the truth is there's like a very vibrant scene here, not just music, but art, filmmaking, everything is like it, and it's weird that more people don't know about it.
Exactly.
It blew me away when I got out here.
The scene
I think
here
there's a lot more
actually,
bands here than Portland.
Pretty bad now, Turkey.
Yeah.
That's some of the stuff I wanted to talk about tonight too. I got a lot of stuff to get on with. You guys want to talk about this a little bit more?
Yeah, let's get on it, man. Let's do it.
You should know about Fire to the Rescue. Awesome band.
Hmm.
All right. Oh, there's a band. You guys have been to Hooligans, right?
Oh, of course, yes. Great part.
Yeah, so you can hang out at Hooligans a lot more. They have some amazing bands there. Dark in the Day, In the End, Savage Wisdom. And they put on these amazing shows from national tours. There are ones they just had Sunset Riots, amazing band, and Hessler, which we promoted like crazy, and those guys just rocked it. The Ragdoll.
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God, those guys are amazing.
I think
so
I'm familiar
you guys
with
to,
Ragdoll,
you guys,
actually. That one I've heard of.
How'd you feel about Hooligans?
I liked it. My first time going down there was the first
karaoke night that you put on. You were down there that night. I remember me and Mary came down.
Like, what's wrong with me? Why am I running karaoke? I'm just a photographer.
You know what? No,
it's like it's good to have multiple outlets for your expression. You know, it's like
I'm getting ready actually to host a college night coming soon in the fall. So yeah, man, do it. I think that's actually really cool, and that also gets people to know you, which a lot of photographers don't do, it seems. You know, they just show up, get here, move here, you know what I mean? But you actually hang out with them. You get to know these people, you know what I mean? And I think that is what's going to what has always set you apart from other photographers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's some other stuff that I want to talk about, too, is doing more than what you're set out to do, and you actually have to be more in order to get known, you know? You can't just be a musician, you can't just be a performer, you have to be an advertiser, you have to be a businessman. You have to do so much more than what you just want to do. So I've been doing stuff that I've never thought possible as a photographer.
And I think that's kind of the same way with us. And I've started the Occupy Underground Michigan page, but yeah, I take pictures, I promote, I share other people's causes, you know what I mean? It's like I never pictured myself doing all this, but I keep learning more. I'm learning about Twitter now, and it really is just weird what your passion will take you to do and to learn so you can, you know, do it.
That's so true, you know.
Yeah,
I think... I think what both you guys are doing is very impressive. Both of you out there in Michigan, Corey, and you around here, because everybody is getting to know you, Sam. And I think that's your pictures are awesome, you know. And it's like, and you were talking earlier about, and it's not just that. It's like it's all of the other projects that you're involved in and stepping out. You're helping bands too. And I think that's amazing. You were talking earlier about getting into some video projects too, and I'm really anxious, I guess, to see what you put out, you know.
Yeah, last Friday. Were you too, Sam? Are you putting out a video project?
Dude, I was thinking about getting that microphone that you had on that for the show at the damn bar. It sounded so good. I almost bought it tonight, actually.
Thank you, man.
Didn't
awesome.
You find it for like? Didn't you find it for like $70 or something down at Grandma's? Because the one you were looking at was like $150. Was
but
it?
It's still amazing. You know what I mean? I think it really works well, and you can make your own little mount for it. You know what I mean? I've been working on another mount because the one that I just made didn't work out quite the way I expected. So it's all about learning and changing and building your equipment. You know what I mean? And thank you, Sam. I mean, I got that from Nick Geary, the idea about that, and it's worked. And I can record live shows, you know what I mean? So I'll have live shows to play on the radio show once we get started more. I've been really busy just, you know, moving and trying to start a business. So I finally calmed down and finally put more stuff out there. And just from one artist to another, Sam, and like, you're seriously in the photographer that I aspire to be like, you know what I mean? You have amazing shots, and the way that you capture, you know, you really transform pictures, you know what I mean? Like mine were kind of like the warm, it was there, but you transform pictures, and it's amazing to see what you do.
Thanks, man. Well, a lot of things have skyrocketed for me lately. I mean, I used to do bands, like nothing but bands, you know, but now I got more portraits and more weddings and just more events and so much more going on. Like, I'm not just doing photography. I'm booking things. I'm being a talent scout and event planning. I'm producing. I'm drawing storyboards. I don't even know what's going on, you know. Every week, it's just something more crazy than the last week.
It's overwhelming, right, at times. But once you get it done, you're like, yeah, that was the shit.
Right. And it's all like new experience, and it gets you better and more prepared for more complex projects down the road. It's all fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's great because, you know, it keeps the creativity flowing around, you know. It helps everybody out. And sometimes I just do, you know, free promo pictures to get, you know, somebody in one show into another show that I'm creating, you know. I'm like, hey, can I do some pictures for you if you do this show for me, you know? Like, so just kind of trading it out and just keeping things going and keeping the show coming.
Yeah, I found myself using the good old-fashioned barter system a lot as well. You know what I mean? But it works.
I think there's a lot about the collaboration between different people and sharing of things, because it helps with that whole working together to build up, you know, ourselves as a community of people instead of just each individual person trying to work on their own to make something out of themselves. You know, it's like it's every time that we do a little thing for people where people work together, it creates more of a framework for things to come. And I think it's a great thing.
Yep. And if people have been watching my page, they know I work a lot with Hooligans Nightclub. I really support that place. I mean, it's just a really good business. I don't know. I feel like a part of the family there, and they have this bartender. Her name's Olga. She's like the best bartender I've ever seen.
Yeah.
She makes drinks so fast, and there's so many people there, and she just takes care of all of them. It's no matter what, she's perfect. Every
Come on
night.
In.
Have you guys met Olga?
I don't think I've met Olga. I've only been down to the Hooligans that one time.
Oh, you guys got to get out there more often, man. You got to check out these shows that are going on there. They're really
For
crazy.
Sure.
They're high-quality shows. But I wanted to bring it up because, you know, a lot of drama comes around when you have a business. When you actually have to have fair business, that's when things just start getting crazy, you know, like, people don't
yeah.
want to be fair. They want everything free these days. And,
I know, right?
So, yeah. So Steve Pitt owns Hooligans. You know, people hate on him. But, you know, this guy puts together these really high-quality shows month after month. He just brought OTEP here, Sunset Riot, Hessler, Straight Line, Stitch, and we got Siren on Saturday, which is an all-ages show, and the Samus series coming up, and... You know, every show I've been involved with has been smooth and drama-free, and I can't see why people are getting into this drama over this. And what the hell are you doing, Corey? I know that has to be Corey.
I don't know.
I mean,
like you're falling down the stairs, dude.
I'm trying a new headphone piece, but I do hear that. I've been hearing it. Sounds like someone's ruffling their pockets or something.
I don't know. I'm just kind of sitting here, not really moving.
Ben, what'd you do, Ben?
I was talking about Steve and then the drama that's going on around. And but he's a really down-to-earth guy. I talk to him all the time. He's funny. He's been through a lot of crazy shows. And he's got some fun stories to tell. But, you know, he is a businessman, so... That's where you start hearing the drama. You know, anytime you run a business and require something in the act of fair business, there's always drama. Especially people who want to operate unfairly towards the business. And I got to get this out there because people, it seems like people just don't know. They don't know what's going on with local business. And, you know, I'm probably going to say some things here that you could argue with or not, you know, feel differently, but let's try to keep it just... you know, short so I can get it all out there.
Okay.
So when you run a business full time, you have to make money. That's pretty simple, right? If you don't spend money on a business, it's going to close down. That's pure and simple, right? And, you know, in America today, voting is almost worthless. Not entirely. And I'm going to keep this short. A two-party system is just a joke. Voting is horrible. But today, you can actually vote with your dollar. That's the new way to vote. You can do that with your money. You can choose which businesses are going to get your money and which businesses are going to, you know, who donates to the political parties, big businesses, corporate people. So what should you do with your money? You should spend it on local businesses. You should spend it on the ones that you like. And that way you're going to keep them open.
I can't argue with anything you just said.
I love all this stuff that Corey's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
I'm not sure.
What was that?
It could just be the Blog Talk Radio.
It sounds like you're in a blender or something.
I'm not hearing it. I don't. Yeah.
I don't even know what Sam's talking about. I think it's Sam. I think Sam is trying to sabotage our radio show, you jerk.
Is that what's going on? Damn it. No.
Damn it, Sam.
So.
I don't know.
Just keep going because I can hear you just fine. I think the listeners can hear you just fine, too.
Like, I always hear this crazy, like, falling down the stairs sound.
I have no idea. Because I don't hear that at all.
Falling down the stairs?
You guys don't hear that.
No. Do you want to, I mean, do you hear it, Corey?
Yeah, I hear it, but when you stop talking, I don't hear it. So just talk all right. The whole time. It will be okay.
All right. Basically, what I was saying is, you know, spend your money on local businesses and keep them open. If you enjoy it, spend your money there. Because if you don't spend your money there, they're going to close down and all that fun's going to go away. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. And see, here's the thing, and here's what I always tell everybody, is that they're going to Chili's. I see, like, people out there going to Chili's. I'm like, don't go to freaking Chili's because not all of that money is seen in your state. You know what I mean? It gets sent out to other places. It gets sent out to other countries. You know what I mean? Spend it in your state. Spend it at the local mom and pop stores.
Support
I mean?
Local businesses. Exactly. Go and spend your money at them where they're going to close. It's a very good point. I don't think there's anything to argue with. It should be common sense, you know.
Right. So the reason I bring that up is because hooligans is a business, you know, like it or not. In order to stay open, they got to make money. So if you're not going to bring money to hooligans, they're going to close down eventually. I mean, the guy has to pay so much rent just to keep that place open. It's ridiculous.
So when the band, he brings these bands in and they play, and there's like low to no cover charge. So it's like they're making their money that night off the drinks. So you have to go in there, and you got to spend your money. You got to go listen to the music and buy drinks. You know, spend your money there so they can keep bringing bands down. I think is the point.
Exactly. That's part of the point. You got to, you know, the only way that place makes money is when you buy drinks. That's the only way they make money. Paying the cover charge just pays the band. That's all.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people know that, but that's something that should get out there. And, you know, this guy, he works really hard to bring, you know, these national bands, these international bands like Sunset Riot down here for people to come and enjoy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really disappointing when people don't realize that this place is going to close down if you're not spending money there.
For sure.
All right, so...
Well, go ahead, Sam.
So, it brings me to this the drama thing. So, I mean, you know, he's a business. He's got to make money. And then we bring up the drama, which comes from, you know, a lot of local bands. Like they're saying, you know, we have to come in here and we have to bring a draw and bands aren't getting paid and stuff like that. Drama comes up that way.
Right.
And I wanted to explain why hooligans need you to bring a draw. Hooligans is more of a venue than a bar. And as a venue, you have to bring people in. They don't have their own crowd that you can just come into, like a Blackbird or something like that. Not a restaurant. You actually have to bring people. Like, for example, you know, Isleta Amphitheater. Do you think you could possibly have a local band play there that only brings two people? Absolutely not. There's no way. And I'm getting that crazy sound again.
I'm not hearing it. No.
It's like wind. It's like a 747
yeah,
wind.
I hear it too. You know what? You just have to kind of let it go, ignore it, and keep talking as long as you can hear it. Wow, that sounds like.
It's so loud that I can't even hear myself.
Well, I just heard that one.
That's odd.
Just keep talking.
Yeah,
you sound great.
All right, so anyway, so I'm talking about, you know, bands that can't bring a draw and they're getting upset because we won't let them play there, things like that, or they played there and then they didn't get paid. Well, the problem is that when you play at a venue like that and you don't bring anybody, there's no money to pay you with. If you didn't get any cover charge, you didn't get anybody paying the cover charge, there's no money. And there's no people in there drinking, there's no money. So you can't get paid. That's the problem.
So I think bands need to take it more on themselves to promote their shows, to promote themselves, to get people to come down, instead of just setting up a show and then expecting, oh, people are going to be there. That doesn't work. I mean, you have to, like, I know Nick is really good about that. Anytime he's got a show coming up, they make a flyer, they make, or an event page. He shares that shit on Facebook, on posts, on everybody's page that he can. And a lot of people get annoyed with that. But that's why you have a band page on your Facebook page, is because your fans like it. And if your fans like it, then your fans want to know when you're going to be playing. So it's okay to post that stuff. It's okay to tell them. We know other people in bands who go through the same thing, where they've, like I'm not going to say any names, but like one friend we have that's in a pretty big band around town has said he doesn't like posting his stuff because he feels like he's forcing it on people. And it's like, well, they wouldn't have liked your page if they didn't want to hear it. You know, so you have to take it upon yourself as a band or an act or an artist to go promote yourself when you have something set up, because you have to bring people in if you want. I mean, that just makes sense. If you don't have people there at your show, then you're not getting your music to anybody. You're not getting paid for it. The venue's not getting paid for it. It's just, it makes sense. You can't just rely on, these venues have shows every night of the week most of the time. They're not going to be able to promote for you. I mean, if you want people to come to your show, you have to promote yourself.
Yep, exactly. And that's a lot of what I wanted to bring up. And like what I was saying earlier, as a photographer, I've been doing, you know, more than just being a photographer, booking, making my own shows, just to take pictures of those shows, you know. And just advertising shows that I didn't even put together myself. I just really want people to go to it so I can take pictures of it, you know. I advertise all this stuff because I want more business. I want more exposure. But then you have bands that just don't do anything. They don't post anything. They don't go talk to fans. They don't promote their music in any way. They just want to get up on stage and play.
Those aren't going to be the ones that make it, then, you know what I mean?
They aren't, no.
No, I mean, because when you go to a band nowadays, because it's easy to start bands, and it's easy to, you know, start your own little things here and there, but the biggest thing is that you have to go out, you have to do the groundwork. I'm always saying, hi, my name is Corey, Occupy Underground Michigan, going out, helping people, taking pictures, or so, you know what I mean? And
exactly.
It's just, yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't have fans. What's the point in playing your music if you're just going to play to an empty room? How is that helping you?
And it's so hard to make an empty room look good as a photographer. It's just so hard. if it's an empty room, then that means the bands aren't playing at their full capacity. You know what I mean? They're not feeling the energy from the crowd. You know what I mean? They're not. The whole experience just isn't as good.
Yeah, well, what is the point of getting dressed up and bringing all your equipment down? You may as well just be doing band practice in your house, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's basically band practice. Nobody's there. And there's no money. And then they go home and they complain on Facebook that they didn't get paid. So it doesn't make any sense, you know? And just it's because people don't understand that you have to promote yourself. You have to advertise. You can't just be a musician.
Your negativity is making you look bad and being harmful to someone who was trying to work with you, trying to help you out. You know, I guess
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing I wanted to bring up, is keeping drama out of the scene.
Yeah.
Like, keep it out of the public. I mean, you can have an opinion and you can tell it to your friends, but you don't have to post it all over Facebook about how much you hate a venue because you didn't get paid for bringing one person with you.
That's
ridiculous. To name people, and you don't have to, you know, you just don't have to fight. You don't have to insult people, and you don't have to do that stuff. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah.
The scene is already bad enough here in Albuquerque that we should just keep the drama out of it.
For sure. All right, we're under the 10-minute mark. We're coming up on the end of the show. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on, Sam? We could play a couple more songs before we close out.
I just wanted to get out that last couple of things that if you want to make your band more popular, all you have to do is play those places that already have crowds and go out and talk to them and just go beyond being a musician and just get people to love your music and ask them questions and get 30 fans. Just imagine if every band could have 30 fans. And you have four bands in one night, you get 120 people, you know, that's like $600 in $5 cover charges. Each band will get $150. All you need is 30 fans, and just bring that to once a month or twice a month, and don't overplay, you know, just do that, and everybody gets paid. 120 people at a show, the bar is going to get business, you're going to play music, you're going to be sharing fans, you're going to get that all out there.
Very true. It's important to network.
That I just wanted to throw out there is that, you know, you can play Birch, you can play Zinc, you can play Blackbird, all those places. They have fans there already. They have people that you can turn into fans, I should say.
Right. So go find
all
places.
And, I want to say one more time that July 20th, big time show. Get as many people out there. It's only an $8 cover, and we have Anna Schulte. She's going to be up in the air, hanging from the ceiling. We have Kate
awesome.
Cherry, Movement Hate, Dark in the Day, Shotgun Rebellion from out of town, and of
that
course, the Duke City Darlings out there.
For sure. We'll definitely creep
right,
down there with you.
Well, I'm going to turn it over to you guys, and I'm going to listen in while you do this.
All right. Sounds good, Sam. Thank you very much for sharing all that and for calling in. All right, we got enough time here. I'm gonna play another couple songs. I'm gonna do one more DNN one. We were talking about this one earlier, Crossfire. Finally gonna play it. This is the full version with the full band. Never heard it before. Here we go.
All I see is flames, guarding the crossfire. The shit is hot. All I see is flames, guarding the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. Gunsling all rapping, always under the gun. Curiously, the fresh tip MC under the sun. I bet 100 to 1. We possess the right tactics, all access. And we growing the fastest. So cold, we frosty, so costly, oh my. Don't challenge my team, we globally recognized. Band with no name, the language is strange. We came to run game, earn respect and fame.
Yo, the name is Epic, dropping gems once again. We those bi-coastal rhyme hopefuls, I'm next to win. The industry's got me at a standstill thinking, what should I do next to make some Abe Lincolns? The daydream sinks in, same place and time. Blinded by the weekend, found myself drinking, sinking into that sound that surrounds me. The only outlet I had was the underground. All I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. My way out the fire through the music and the culture. That lifestyle molded, that child that would go through those things that I show you in my songs. Truest, and I'll prove it that I've been doing this music all along. Been a long time coming. Fire still burns, slow and writing these rhymes, cutting samples to earn those superb flows. So let the herb burn. Got you caught in the crossfire, lesson well learned.
Step up, you ready for the rapture? Curious and focused and equipped for disaster. Processing faster, the master technician. Being in solidified opposition in the system. We different, we must be driven. Our vision to promote the mission from within us. Negative statements relinquished and vanquished with this eloquent elocution and execution of music.
All I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire. Yeah. The shit is hot, all I see is flames, caught in the crossfire.
Valley Ford and the Sound Outside out of Portland, Oregon. And back before that, we had another one from Bandwidth No Name. Really excited to hear what those sound like when they get that album put out. It sounded like Mary was saying it was the same people that did the Sense and Change album, and if you've heard that, it sounds fucking awesome. There we go. Blog Talk Radio was screwing with me again. Ta-da. All right, so 50 seconds left. Thanks to everybody for continuing to listen to our show. And
thanks for having
thank
me on
you.
The air, guys. Awesome.
Fuck yeah, Sam. Awesome. I think you should call back every week again.
It
was cool when you were doing that. Yeah, every week you're not busy. Yeah, peace out, everybody. That was it. Okay, we're in the after party now. All right, so fucking A. I think that went pretty good. And if anybody is still listening, then I guess if you're listening, then you're listening in the archives, and we appreciate that. But maybe next week, try listening live and calling in too.
Don't be scared, guys. If you're listening,
right.
Don't be scared.
I look at those analytics. It tells me there's like, like 80 people listening, and I'm like, okay, well, none of them called when I asked them to. You know.
Right?
Nobody
scared,
wants.
Man.
They're all scared. I don't want to be on your radio.
Well, yeah, they're all like, that's a big thing. I'm like, no, look, dude, at least like 300 people. There's 300 people in who are not even going to know who you are. You know what I mean?
Right. You know, on our best week, we got, I think, 1,200 people. And it's like, I think I would say we average between like 300 and 500 a week, you know, is what it seems to be. And that seems to be about normal. So. Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, we're getting the people. And they're all over, too. That's the other thing. I mean, it's like there's a lot of Albuquerque people, but there's a lot of people that aren't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, Sam just hung up, but we want to thank him again for calling in. I don't know if I should say anything. I don't want to jump the gun. But,
don't jump the gun.
Don't say anything?
Don't say anything. Just wait and put it out. Because I've got something,
gonna...
the same thing. I'm like, I want to tell, but I can't tell.
Right, okay. Let's not tell. We're gonna hang out and not tell. And I think what we'll do is we will close out the show and play a little bit more music for you.
Let's just go say, for all you listening archives, thank you for your continuing support. Make sure to check out Occupy Underground Michigan, Occupy Underground, Occupy Underground Radio. Like this, share this. It's all about creativity, positively building your local community up. So go out there and do things. Don't be scared to call on the radio show. America has lost its voice, you know. And
right.
Just come up and do something new. Do something new. That's all I got to say.
Right, for sure. All right, so let's close it out. We were talking about them earlier. Here's some Task One.
I'm a fat boy. 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 I'm a fat boy.
Blame it on the fact that your boy's been overweight. I still find time to represent the Golden State. Rhyme so clean that it isn't hard to motivate myself and my team till we're old and gray. Yeah, you know the way. To my heart is through my stomach, and you think that I'd be skinny with all the crews that I run with. But I'm a savage, my pants size elastic. Butt so big, I walk and cause traffic. I'm not the average MC from round the way. I ate rappers like I gain 100 pounds a day. You can hear me from a mile away. Me against you, you might as well battle me at hometown buffet. You'll never defeat me. You can't even see me. Not even discreet because
I'm a fat boy. I'm a fat boy.
Making mad noise, crushing through your freshness like Altoids.
I'm a fat boy. I'm a fat boy.
And if you're fat and fuck the day, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I'm a fat boy. I'm a fat boy. I'm a fat boy. I'm a fat boy.
Max and Knock turned on loaded up the speaker. And now it's time to eat. I told them that Denny's was cheaper. There was no debate. They all got the message. The only place at any time that you can order breakfast. The waitress wild, so she was half black and Portuguese. She looked me in my eye and said,
"May I take your order, please?"
"Yes, how are you? What's your name?" "Oh, Tammy. My voice is gone from rapping. I hope you can understand me. Can I please have your number and a moon over my hammy?" And then she gave me a smile that was sweeter than candy. She said,
"Can we just go over to your place?"
I couldn't wait to take her home and show her my old face. After the showcase, I'm glad we went the dinner route. I sound like when I'm in and out. And all the ladies don't mind that I'm fat. My words are in PC, guess I am a Mac. And nowadays it's really hard to be big and black. But there are many overweight rappers who influence how I rap. I smooth like the glorious, notorious B.I.G. Catch me in the VIP, bouncers never ask C.I.D. Stay scoping, hoping one day that we can crack the game open. Unwrap the Trojan, do it be that Punisher. He was one in a million, making a killing like Tony Montana. You ain't promised my Yana and the drama so lyrical that you forgot about it. Physical, these skinny rappers on the side talking hella shit. But your boy's dipped in sauce like mozzarella sticks. And I'ma slip into the rap scene easy. Didn't you know that fat means greasy? Task one.
better later, but I think I'm giving in. We can talk about it later, but I think you're giving in. I had a feeling you might very
end of the show. Night, everybody. We love you.
Oh.
It should be cutting us off like any second. What's up, Corey? Shout at people. Corey? I hear you laughing. Corey!
You.
That's Knight Rider, if you guys remember that. Kick ass. All right, peace out, everybody. Have a good night.